Can you do a roll call for me, please?
Certainly. Carradine?
Here.
Carradine present. Chaff?
I'm sorry, did you say cha? Okay, yep, I'm present.
Thank you. Chambers?
Present.
You, Chambers present. Duncan?
Present.
Duncan present. Field?
Present.
Field present. Knox?
Present.
Knox present. Milton?
Present.
Milton present. We have quorum.
All right. Thank you, Andrea. Next up is approval of minutes. Can I get approval for the May 8th mi minutes? Thank you, Alder Fields. Can I get a second?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andrea, we have no early public comment, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, we will go straight into disclosure and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethic codes. Do we have any at this time? Seeing none, we will go on to the police report. Who do we have today here on behalf of the police department?
Hey, good evening. This is Lieutenant Jimmy Imel here in place of Captain Stephanie Drescher.
Thank you, sir.
So, updates from the last meeting. We did have one fatal crash in May that occurred at East Wash and Patterson. One-way driver, I'm sorry about that. One-way driver, and it was determined that that driver was actually suffering from a medical incident. In May, no homicides to report, obviously, we'll have some updates in June. Then looking at our long-term strategic plan, our work groups are updating that quarterly, and that progress is all reported out on our website. We've currently entered our phase two. So some new action items were chosen, they were selected and approved by our chief. Those steering committees or action groups report to our steering committee quarterly for accountability, but we now have seven new goals that those groups are working on. One is creating a monthly reporting process to share policing priorities, strategies, and results with alders and city leaders. Those reports should include information on calls for service, significant incidents and statistics, and provide community activities aimed at building trust with the community. Second goal is to assess structuring through of our CPT teams to look at building and instilling community police principles within MPD and the community. Third goal that we're working on is to work to ensure compliance with the city's language access plan to allow access to quality interpretation and translation services. The fourth goal is developing education material related to protests, holding seminars and webinars to make that material accessible, putting it on our website as well. When warranted, using the Sentinel event review model, as was used by the Quattrone report, to review impactful events. And working with communities to identify key leaders to communicate with and before, during, and after protests. Our fifth goal is to begin examining ways to increase opportunities to vary work for our patrol officers. That might be things like trainings, community events, admin time for report writing, follow-up, and other measures to help create a better work-life balance. The sixth goal was to review class specifications, create layers for our civilian positions, so there's more opportunities to advance within that rank. And the final goal was using MPD's influence to advocate for youth on various social justice issues that bring them into conflict with their laws, things like homelessness, substance abuse disorder, mental health, and other social determinants of health and crime. And I apologize, actually, one more. We'll continue to collaborate with the Dane County Health and or Dane County Human Services and other partners to work on our restorative justice programs, making sure that access is available to all 12 to 16-year-olds who are involved with municipal ordinance violations. Those all are going to be due November 1st. And again, those groups meet with our steering committee on a quarterly basis, providing updates, which are all posted out to the website. Those are the updates that I have.
Thank you. Any questions? Bills?
Thank you, Chair. I did have a question for, thank you, Lieutenant, for all the information. Just to clarify, so would it be the July Public Safety Review Committee meeting where the police report would include information about, for example, last weekend's handful of gun violence incidents?
Yeah, that's our intent. Obviously, those three are still under investigation. We're making progress. Our violent crimes unit, a number of warrants have been served. We're uncovering more details. So we want to provide a fuller update at the July meeting.
Okay, thanks very much. And thanks for the department's work on those.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Any other questions or concerns? Seeing none, thank you, Lieutenant. Next up, report from the Madison Fire Department, including a report on the CARES unit. Do we have somebody here from the fire department?
Good evening. Chief Larson here for fire. Again, so we have spoken with Chief Stedman and we'll be doing quarterly reports on CARES. So I don't have anything specific for CARES at this time until that report comes out coming up here shortly. Really, the only updates we have is we did graduate our recruit class on Friday. So we will have 22 new individuals coming out. They have a week of training this week yet, and then they will be joining the fire stations in another week or so to serve the city of Madison. So we had 22 of them come through. We also currently have our hiring process open for new applicants. So maybe next month or the month after, we'll be able to update you with any sort of numbers that may be coming in for applicants for that, but it's only been open for a few days, but there'll be more to come with that. We did complete our final program for recruitment that was well received. So we had four or five of those that went very well. I'm still waiting on some feedback from our recruitment team on that. But other than that, not a lot to report. We obviously had a couple significant calls lately. We had the church fire, which went very well down on Johnson Street. And we also obviously had the event on Saturday night at Lux, which worked a lot with PD. So I'd like to thank PD, as long as they're here, for their work on that as well. That was a pretty significant incident and something that hopefully we don't have to see. But I think overall, for what it could have been, it went extremely well. So I thank PD for that, sir. And that's all I have for fire.
All right. Thank you. Alder Knox, you have your hand up?
Yeah, I did. Actually, my hand went up slow. I had a question still for the police department, but not for fire.
Okay. Still have police on?
Is he still on?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. My question was, and I know we'll be receiving a copy of the chief's first quarter report. I guess the second quarter will be coming up. But I just kind of wanted to know, are we ahead or behind the number of shootings from last year? At this point in time, would you know that?
Yeah, I would need to reference for exact numbers. However, I know we are below. What we've seen the last 2 years is in quarter two, typically there's an increase, there's a bit of a spike, and that is reflective of what we just saw. We'd been coming off of a great streak. We had five, not consecutive, but five total weeks without any shots fired in the city, which was incredible. No homicides. So obviously that's now changed, but we are still below what we had been typically seeing.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Alder Knox. Any other questions?
No other questions.
Does anybody else have any questions for the fire department at this time? All right. Seeing none, we will move on to item number five, amending the police department's operating budget and authorizing the mayor and chief of police or designee to accept a Project Safe Neighborhoods grant award of $12,888 and a Burn Justice Assistant grant of $40,000 from the State of Wisconsin Department for Patrol Level Problem Oriented Police Initiative and National Integrated Ballistic Information Network, NIBIN, Firearm Ballistic Casing Investigation Cases. This is up for discussion. Any thoughts with anybody? Lieutenant, can you expand on this?
Yeah, I've not totally plugged into all the details, but there's specific questions as far as what is problem-oriented policing or NIBIN. I can answer those as far as what this grants would be supporting. Or if you'd like me to speak broadly to those two items.
If you don't mind speaking broadly, please.
Yeah, so problem-oriented policing is really geared at getting at the root cause of issues. So rather than simply responding to crime after crime, it's doing a process called SARA. We scan, analyze, respond, and assess. So looking at what is happening, figuring out what is the root cause, working with partners to respond, and then the flip, going back to the beginning, to see is this effective or do we need to change what we're doing? So this would allow us to put additional officers into priority areas where we're seeing some of these issues coming up. NIBIN is a national database that helps connect when we recover shell casings from a crime scene to see, have these shown up in a shooting in Chicago? And might there be a connection or a nexus there? Or were these the same shell casings we found over on the west side and now are appearing on the east side, and help to make some of those connections as well?
All right, thank you, sir. Does anybody have any questions at this time? Seeing none, can we get a motion to approve? Thank you, Alder Fields. Second, Alder Duncan. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any nays? All right. That has been amended. That, Andrea, please and thank you. We move on now to item number 6. Authorizing the mayor, police chief, and city clerk to sign an intergovernmental agreement with the city of Milwaukee to provide support to the city of Milwaukee law enforcement from July 13th, 2024 through July 20th, 2024, and amending the police department's operating budget to receive reimbursement for said expenses. And there are attachments. Lieutenant, can you expand on this?
Yeah, so this, without going to all the details, is essentially a request for mutual aid that came from the city of Milwaukee. It was sent out to agencies across the state to help support the RNC that's being held during that week. We'll have a contingent of officers here in Madison, obviously, but our special events team, our SWAT team, are looking at helping to bolster them in the event that they see dangerous or an unusual number of demonstrations.
All right, thank you. Questions? Thought I saw somebody's hand go up. Alder Knox.
I apologize, my mouse is acting funny here. So is this something that officers volunteer for as overtime, or how does that work? How do you determine who gets deployed, and what does that do to staffing levels in the city during the summer?
Yeah, that's a great question, Alder. The first priority, talking with Assistant Chief Ty, is ensuring that we're able to cover the needs of our city first. And if an unusual number of needs were to rise in the city, we would be looking at pulling our officers back to handle our calls for service first and foremost. My understanding is that within those teams I had just mentioned, the special events team, the SWAT teams, they solicited volunteers, but these wouldn't be ordered positions. So looking to compensate them for Milwaukee for their time.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
Alder Knox, any other questions?
No other questions.
Anybody else have any questions? Seeing none, do we have a motion on the floor for approval?
I'll move for approval.
Alder Knox, can we get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Carradine. All in favor, say aye.
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 Andrew, can you reflect notes that everybody approved?
Yes, can I just get clarification on the second? I believe Alder Fields' hand was up prior to Kierdine, but I can put both in as second.
Okay.
Is that satisfactory to both of you?
That's fine. It doesn't matter to me.
That's fine.
Yeah, otherwise, we can arm wrestle for it. It doesn't matter.
You both.
Next up is whether or not discussion on Public Safety Committee meeting every other month. And being that I'm chairing, I'm stay quiet and hear what everybody has to say. Any thoughts, concerns, Alder Duncan?
So I know that I brought this up last meeting, and the reasoning behind it was just, I know that we were struggling to find potential people to be chair, co-chairs for the committee, and also just recruiting members to this committee. And so I thought that potentially doing it every other month, where it lessens the commitment for the members, that we may be able to get additional individuals to be interested in joining the Public Safety Review Committee. So that's why I brought it forward for every other month. I'm opened if other people want it quarterly or however, potentially, with the understanding that if there is something that is referred to us from Common Council, that we would get a meeting in place as quickly as possible if it does not fall on that month's meeting or that quarter's meeting, just so that we're not holding Common Council up.
Sir, any further discussions? Alder Fields?
Yeah, I just wanted to offer that I'm in favor of the idea of moving to every other. I do value hearing some of the departmental updates, getting a summary of some of the information covering the last period since we'd met, and getting the chance to ask questions. And I think that it is okay if we move that to a two-month period of time. We can still ask the same questions and get twice the report. I'm looking forward to seeing what some of the strategic goal work groups come up with, some of the educational materials, and we'd still get those presentations and get a chance to ask questions about those, or see if we need input or want to offer input to the departments. So I think we can still do that on a every other month basis.
Thank you very much, Alder Fields. Do anybody else have any comments? Can we put it to a vote?
I got my hands up.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. yeah, I can go along with that. I guess my only concern is making sure that it works in timing when we get to recommendations regarding the budget and the capital budget. We just don't want to miss the timing on that. When we are needing to get those recommendations in ahead of the budget process. That's my only comment.
And one question that I would have is, if approved, when will we start that too?
Yes. So the timing would have to kind of work. So we definitely would need to have a meeting, let's say a couple of months before the budget process. So okay. We'd have time to make some recommendations before that budget process.
Thank you. All right. So having said that, anybody else have any other discussions, any points you'd like to make? And I apologize for calling everybody at the last minute. Oh, there we go. Alder Duncan, see?
Chair, thank you. I was just going to say to your question around when we would start with this, I don't know if it would be beneficial to potentially skip July and then make sure that we have August and October. I think that would line up to Alder Knox's statement around the budget piece, but that would be up for discussion.
Thank you, Alder Duncan. Alder Knox.
Yeah, I was just looking at our schedule and I was going to suggest the same thing. If we don't have July, then we'll have August and October, and that should be timely enough to make recommendations for the budget.
All right, I'm just making sure I say this correctly. So Attorney Haas, please correct me. So the motion is a safety committee meeting, not in July, but in August. Can I get a motion? Who's my boss?
Is that motion. Question for staff?
Can I get a motion for approval? Excuse me, my dogs are barking.
I was just going to say August, October, and December.
Motion to have our next meeting August, October, and December. Can I get a motion for approval? And I believe that Alder Duncan has a hand up for that.
Correct.
All right.
I'll second.
All right. Thank you, Alder Knox. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. Chair, aye. I have one question. Do we need to put any, and this may be for Attorney Haas too, do we need to put any language in there that specifies that should a matter be referred to the Public Safety Review Committee by Common Council, that we potentially would be able to change the dates of the meeting so that we could have one in as like September or November?
Yeah, I think there's two ways to do it. You could either include it in the motion, or just the chair can always call a special meeting as well.
Okay.
Thank you, Attorney Haas. Any other questions concerning or concerns? Next up, item number 8, the election of co-chair for the Public Safety Committee. Do we have anybody interested or nominations for that? And Attorney Haas, please help me out with this. I've never been in this situation before. I was recruited before.
If I could, Chair, I think the first, first of all, I wanted to say, as chair, I think you've come a long way in conducting these meetings over the last year or two, however long you've been the chair, co-chair. I don't know if it's a coincidence that it's because your co-chair is no longer with us, but in any event, I think the key is there's a couple of different ways to run an election for a committee leadership. And I think the key is first to figure out how many nominations you have. People can nominate themselves or nominate somebody else. There's no second that is required. And the only caveat is an alder cannot serve as chair, vice chair, unless there is no resident member that is willing to serve in that capacity. So typically you just open up the floor for nominations or self-nominations. If you have more than one, then there would be an election. There can be a secret ballot if any member requests a secret ballot, and then we could figure out how to do that, maybe with an email or something. Otherwise, it can be public. If you only have one nomination, typically, traditionally, you call for nominations 3 times, the nominations are closed. If there's only one nomination, you can just have a motion to unanimously approve that nomination, rather than having ballots for an election. So I think the first step would be just to call for any nominations. And typically we do the chair first and then the vice chair after that election.
Okay. At this point, do we have any nominations to be a co-chair or a chair? see everybody. So, nations, everybody raise their hands at one time. And I just want to say that, you know, since we're going bi-weekly, oh, there we go, Alder Fields.
I want to nominate the chair right now, John Melton, if that's germane, if you accept.
I accept, and I would be honored. And I was going to say, since it's every other month, you know, it's easier to do it that way too. So thank you, Alder Fields. Any other nominations? Seeing none, I guess as a chair, I say I accept. Get a motion for approval.
I move for approval.
Thank you, Alder Knox. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Lisa and Carradine, at the same time. It's like a game show tonight. Thank you very much. Next up is a report from the chair. Let's just say it's an honor. And I'm looking to learn more and improve myself on this. So thank you very much. And I have nothing to report at this time. Do we have any report from the auditors? Attorney Hess.
Don't we have to nominate a vice chair?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize. Can we nominate a vice chair? Any nominations?
I'll nominate Tracy Carradine. Might as well.
Any other nominations?
Really? Y'all gonna do me like that? I think I'm the newest one on here, right?
That's how I was.
You're so efficient, you just jump right in, you know?
Nations? Seeing none. Can we get a motion for the famous Tracy Carradine to be? Oh, we got right away Alder Phil and Alder Duncan.
Well, thank you.
We'll catch up, Tracy. All right, thank you. Andrea?
Thank you, Chair. I just have a quick question that maybe Attorney Haas can clarify. For these elections, I think it's by unanimous vote, and we don't need a first and second. Is that correct?
Well, we don't need a second if it's conducted, you know, by balloting. I think if it's going to be there's one person, then we should probably have a motion to elect that person with a second. It could be done either way, frankly.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Did we get a motion to approve?
I think we did with...
Well, I'll second. If you didn't get a second, I'll second.
Okay. Right now, it'd be myself and Ms. Carradine, correct?
Do we still have to vote by unanimous decision or something like that?
Yeah. Since they had a motion, I think you should do the, you should vote on that.
All right. All in favor of Carradine being a co-chair or vice president, say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations, Ms. Carradine. As well as saying, no report from myself. It's an honor to serve again, so thank you very much. So item 10, any report from the auditors?
I could go first and offer a report. The last time that we met, we reviewed an ordinance change to the chronic nuisance premises property ordinance, which went on to two subsequent other committees and passed, and then passed at council at our last meeting. A few alders attended last Friday's Wear Orange to raise awareness for gun violence event out here at Galaxy Park on the east side. And then I wanted to share too that the Common Council's budget engagement sessions around the city have wrapped up now. We did five of those. 2 days ago, the Finance Committee had a presentation from the finance staff about cost to continue updates, refined numbers that we will hear again about at the next Common Council meeting, is my understanding. And then the next steps go from there about what where the alders want to go with that information about next year's deficit. So we can continue to provide updates. I recommend tuning in to the next Common Council meeting if you're interested in seeing that discussion and seeing what it looks like.
Thank you, Alder Field. Any other reports from any alders?
Well, I just add on that issue with the nuisance complaints. I was one of the alders that voted no on it. And I just want to make it clear. My concern was there was one area where if someone was, I guess, charged with possession of marijuana, I just have a little issue with they were all seem to be misdemeanors from the questions that I asked about, I think it was possession, sale, or, and then I can't remember what the third portion was. I'm just a little concerned if people over time, a couple of times get, you know, not only do they get evicted, but the premises is heading towards, you know, chronic, you know, for young people smoking marijuana, you know what I'm saying? And that was really what my objection was about, especially when we're in a situation where we're surrounded by states that is legal. I just think that, you know, we don't want to be overly punitive of people who are engaging in activity at home, you know what I mean? And so I just wanted to clarify to people why I thought that one provision might be a bit punitive. So
to be clear, that wasn't cannabis marijuana that is a nuisance.
It was synthetic. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I tried to get some clarification on that, but I mean, even I know that's not legal. I was just surprised that it still would have been considered a misdemeanor. That was my issue. It's one thing if it's a crime, a felony crime, but for a misdemeanor, I just could not, you know, approve that.
Thank you, Alder Knox. That's duly noted. Any other updates or reports from any alders? Adjournment. Can I get a motion for adjournment? Can I get a second?
Hey, I do have one other issue before we close out. We realize that this city has a housing issue, and I think city is moving towards trying to get more affordable housing for residents. One of my concerns, though, is in our zeal to provide more housing, I think we need to be, and this might be germane to this committee, we're going to have to be conscious that that's going to require additional police and fire services. So I really think that as we move down that road, we probably need to be making sure that the police and the fire department has the adequate resources to support those things. And I'll give you a little quick example. There's a proposal in my district for a 500-unit project on a little over 4-acre lot. And so some of the questions that are being asked is, what is the city going to be able to respond? What do we need to do to respond to some of those services, the police department in particular, you know, and we can always look at annually how the police department, I believe the chief mentioned this past year that they were like under 100 police officers. So it's kind of starting to beg the question of, do we have adequate, you know, resources for that? And then other services too. But for this committee in particular, I think that's something that we might need to kind of be paying attention to as these projects increase in particular districts, and make sure that we get some reactions from the police and fire department on if they feel they have the adequate services to support those increased projects. So that's just one of the little things I'm starting to process. And I think that might be something that our committee might need to weigh in on.
Thank you, Alder Knox. Anybody else? So I know I had a motion for adjournment. I think we had a first, but I don't think we had a second. Alder Phil, thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Everybody enjoy their July and stay.